Welcome to the Lost Dot Podcast and the Accursed Race Number 1, supported by our race partners, Albion, Tailfin, Komoot, Pig Design, Quirk Cycles, and POC. It's registration day in Shkoder, the unofficial cycling capital of Albania, and home to the world's third largest cycling association. Riders taking on this first edition of the Accursed have been arriving over the weekend, and that familiar pre-race buzz is starting to build. But this is a no-fly race, which means that those taking part must make their way to and from Shkoder by overland travel. One way they've been able to do that is by boarding the Accursed Express from Zagreb, a coach service provided by Lost Dot. Ross Branigan is one of our race reporters at TAR1. He too took the Accursed Express and spoke to some of those travelling riders.
Yeah, I'm Christopher Rissmann. I'm from Berlin, Germany. And I'm doing this bike racing not for so long now. I tried my first ultra race last year, and this year I did the Seven Serpents Quick Bite right before this race, and now I'm really excited to go to the other race, and on the Accursed Express right now, really excited.
Yeah, and what's kind of led you to coming along to this race?
It was just that typical searching around the internet for races, and then this race popped up, and I was like, well, a race in Albania by Lost Dot people could be fun, and I tried to apply, and then I got a positive yes, and I was like, all right, so I think I'm in now, and that was actually the way.
Yeah. We're on the Express just now. Mm-hmm. Just tell me a little bit about your journey to get here. I know you obviously did the Seven Serpents.
Yeah.
And just, you know, what your feelings are about this being a no-fly race.
I guess the idea about the no-fly race is fine. So first I can tell you how I got here. So the plan was to do the Seven Serpents before it started on the 6th of May. So it was like the schedule was good, so to have it before. And the way from Berlin to Ljubljana, where the quick bite started, was fairly easy, like Munich and then like a few other trains, and then like under 12 hours we were there. And this no-fly thing, I guess in general, of course, to have a look at your carbon footprint is a good thing, actually. And I guess if it's not too exclusive in the end, it should be a thing that, like, many races should do.
Isabel Berti is another rider on the Accursed Express. She'll be wearing Cap 41A and riding alongside her pair's partner, Samuel Rutsport.
You've told me that you've done a race before solo, but you're doing the Accursed race as a pair. Sort of, what was your thinking behind signing up as a pair?
Yes, that's correct. So I've done a solo one, and I think doing it with a pair is a different challenge, but I like the adventure part here with it and sharing this adventure with someone together, like a good friend of mine.
Oh, excellent. So you guys have done a lot of riding together then?
We've done some riding together, yeah, but I think this one is definitely going to be the longest time we spent together, yes.
That's going to be super exciting. So we're on the Accursed Express. We've just started moving again. How does it feel to actually be on the Express heading towards the Balkans?
I'm super excited. It's nice being around with all the other riders and having some chats and exchanging a little bit what other people have experienced before. So it's really cool to be on this bus. Yeah.
And you've not been to the Balkans before, so like, what was it that made you want to sign up for this race in particular?
That's true. So mainly, I think the main motivation is the landscape. So I want to see these beautiful mountains, and there's no better way to explore it with the bicycle, of course. I mean, I think for me it's kind of grounding, so it's putting me in the here and now. So I'm doing not more than just cycling, enjoying to be out there, and that's a nice balance to the rest of my life. So, yeah, that's why I do it and love it.
Another passenger on the coach ride to Shkoder is Adam Hayes, race medic for this first edition of the Accursed Race.
I'm a doctor that's based in Bristol in the UK, and I work in emergency medicine. And my job at the moment that I do is sort of an 80-20 split. So I do 80% of my time clinical, like in hospital, and I get 20% what they call kind of expedition leave, where I get a chance to sort of step outside of hospital and join expeditions, races, things like the Accursed, to kind of provide medical support.
What are some of the things you think you're going to kind of have to maybe deal with on this race? I mean, you're an experienced guy, you know, you like to do your sort of own adventures, but what are some of the things that you expect to kind of be brought up against, or maybe some of the challenges you might find on this race?
Well, I'm hoping I'm not going to be needed at all, if possible, but I imagine there's probably going to be a lot of tired legs, saddle sores, probably a little element of dehydration, but hopefully going to avoid any big nasty injuries or anything like that. But obviously that's kind of what we're here for, in case of the worst. But yeah, hopefully going to be needed very little, I'm hoping, and just everyone has a really safe race.
As the Accursed Express edges ever closer to the start line in Shkodër, the riders on board are beginning to think about the experience that lies ahead. Bernarda Durek will wear cap 28.
When I read about this race, I know that I must do this because I love Balkan. It is amazing. The landscape is amazing. The people is so friendly. It is the native scenery. And I love Balkans.
What is it that kind of takes you back to this place? What is it about the landscapes that are so beautiful for you?
Because this landscape is different, because I can compare the Alps. 3 years ago, I was off-road in the Montenegro and some part of Albania. That means for me, it's the first time I was in the Albania, and then I saw this road, the people, the so beautiful landscape, then I know that I must repeat this adventure. And no, I'm here.
Yeah, you seem really excited about it.
Yeah, I'm a little excited because at this time I'm not in so good condition, but I think that I have a lot of experience with gravel, with mountain bike, with road bike, and I made some big adventure, 3 times in the Australia, Silk Road, Atlas race last year across Europe with road bike, and that means that I have experience and I love cycling, and I think that this is the good combination to finish the race.
Back to registration day, and all riders have now arrived in Shkodër. Some know each other from previous ultra cycling adventures, and new friendships are being made in the afternoon sunshine. Ross is with race director Andrew Phillips, who sets the scene and explains what the registration process is all about.
Andrew, do you want to just tell us what's going on just now?
Yeah, registration has just opened for the race, so we've got riders starting to roll in, getting their ID checks done, they're picking up their trackers and their race caps, getting their portraits and having their bikes checked, so we can make sure that they're all ready to ride for the morning.
Yeah, and what's it like seeing like the riders start to arrive for the first edition of the Accursed?
Yeah, it's great to finally meet everyone. I think we've corresponded with pretty much almost everyone. It's a relatively small start line, so I feel like I know every single name and a lot of the people on the list. And it's great to have everyone here in Shkodër and put names to faces and vice versa for all those riders I haven't met before.
Fantastic. And just like we're being hosted by the hostel here. Just describe kind of what this place is like for us and its surroundings.
Yeah, we're at the Traveller Hostel in Shkodër, hosted by the wonderful Julio and Enes, who have just been so accommodating. They're really happy to have us here. They are so helpful, helping make everything work. We've got the whole hostel booked out, so it's a real hub, a real hive of activity for the race. And it's also sort of smack bang in the middle of Škoda with vegetable sellers and fish sellers and local bike mechanics and people selling all sorts of herbs and I honestly don't know what half of the things are in tiny packets. There's an ice cream machine which seems to be powered by two-stroke engine. Yeah, it's a real cosmopolitan Albanian city scene.
Yeah, we can really smell the sort of fish scent in the air from the fishmongers nearby. There's like bike wheels and tires all strewn across the at the side of the on the wall there, and people are putting like vegetables into bags and stuff like that. I mean, this is really what the kind of central urban Albania is all about, isn't it? That you want riders to experience.
Yeah, exactly. The race is all about the contrast between man and nature, between development and wilderness. And starting slap bang in the middle of Škoda, a sort of a quite cosmopolitan and also like fast developing city, and then suddenly finding yourself out in the middle of nowhere, just sort of 20, 30, 40k away down the race route. And that dichotomy is just so obvious. So yeah, that's going to be a real theme of the race, and I guess we're exploring it straight away.
Alexander Kopp, Cap 27, comes off the back of a strong performance at this year's Atlas Mountain Race and is one to watch here at the Accursed.
I'm arrived from Innsbruck, or actually I live in Innsbruck, and I arrived to Škoda with bike, train and ferry, and it was a nice and easy travel. I almost relaxed and I'm fine, thanks.
Why have you decided to do this race?
Yeah, one thing is, yeah, I wanted to go to the Balkans this year, so that was one reason. The second reason was Albania. I never was in Albania, so that, and the Accursed was the only race that I found that is in Albania, or some parts are in Albania. The time was perfect for me. I have some friends, they crossed the Balkans, I know some stories, but I think we will have a lot of rough limestone, so and I don't know how, you know, you look at the map and then you see that it's 50 off-road, 50 tarmac, but I think it's not true. So I don't know what will come, but I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, definitely. And just lastly, Josh has sort of mentioned you in the same sentence as like Adrian, as a potential person to be right up at the front of the race. Sort of like, how does that make you feel?
We will see. It's always the same. Oh, it's the same for me at every race. So I don't know what it will be. I don't have expectations that much. So I will go on, and after 2 days, I will see if I want to push myself hard or wanted to joy more or not. And yeah, at the end, it's a race against yourself, not against Josh or Adrian. So Adrian or Josh or maybe the others are only the reason to don't stop. But at the end, you have to do it with your, have to organize it with yourself, and that's the biggest point of it. So,
for Mudit Kuli, Cap 32, the Accursed will be just his second ultra-distance race. A new adventure, but one that may come naturally after a childhood spent in the mountains.
So the Accursed race, actually the Albanian Alps, to be honest, it's a new part of the world that I wanted to explore. And being from India and from the hills, north part of India, I'm like, the hills always like call to me for some reason. So the Accursed really, you know, looked like a good race to sign up for. Yeah.
Brilliant. Why do you think they kind of called to you? What do you think it is?
I don't know. Like, since childhood, to be honest, my father just, you know, took us to like small trips to the hills, like trekking, hiking, small fishing villages. We used to go to just hike 20k, 30k. And yeah, it's just like somehow they always, you know, bring me, humble me as well a lot of the times. Yeah, when like it's a tough hike, but like, to be honest, I feel a lot better when I'm in the hills than when I'm in big cities, to be honest.
What are some of the things you've done before?
So I've done one ultra endurance race, which was in Holland. Very flat, not many, like not any hills at all. and which kind of was an introduction and to ultra racing, and it was gravel, but like nothing like I would expect here, to be honest. Yeah, the climbing was negligible there, and here it's quite a lot, to be honest. So like this is something very, very new to me, and which is what appealed to me as well, like the mountains, new adventure, new place.
India Landy and Ollie Radford, caps 43 A and B, have formed a relatively new pairs partnership, but are both experienced riders. They are one of four pairs vying to become the fastest at TAR number one.
I've never been to this part of the country at all, but I've always wanted to. And it just looked absolutely stunning. From the people that I knew that have been recently, just kind of said you had to go. I love off-road riding, so the fact that it's a Lost Dot race that's off-road, the inaugural race as well, that's something that I thought was really exciting and would like to do. I did the Tour Aotearoa in New Zealand in February. That's actually where I met Ollie, who I'm riding as a pair with. Just didn't know him at all. He was riding as a pair with his dad during that event. And I wanted to do something this year that was just really enjoyable and not too much of like pinning myself or like struggling like throughout the race, like putting myself on a hold kind of thing. I just wanted to get fit and enjoy the adventure as it comes. And I think off the back of New Zealand, I am feeling quite fit, but we'll see. I'm not sure how much of that will translate because it's so much climbing on this, but hopefully some of it sticks. I quite like the mystery of new places and not putting too much planning into things. I feel like sometimes to my detriment, sometimes to my advantage, but yeah, I think for this, it will just be like a massive adventure. I can't
Amazing.
Wait.
Yeah. Is that the thing you're most looking forward to, you would say, is kind of just a big sense of adventure?
Yeah, definitely. I just love new experiences and feeling like very, very little in a big place and like very kind of like insignificant and just experiencing the outdoors. And that's, I think this event will give a lot of that.
Hi, I'm Isabel Berti, cap number 41A.
I'm Samuel Rosport, I'm cap number 41B.
Great stuff. And you've just arrived yesterday on the bus into Škoda. How was the experience of the bus and the overland journey?
It's been quite some fun. I mean, it was part of the adventure already, you know, taking the bus and traveling through, you know, Eastern Europe. We enjoyed it so far. It's been a bit late in the morning, but I mean, it's all right. We arrived.
Have you visited this part of Europe before? Are you familiar with these kind of areas?
For me, it's the first time, so I'm definitely looking forward, especially for the landscape and the mountains. When we get out of the city here tomorrow.
Yeah, the same. Basically, it was also the reason why we joined this race. To go into the Balkan a bit more and travel through it, enjoy it. And yeah, I mean, we've shown some images previously and we've been really curious about coming here.
Have you done any trips like this together before?
No, not so far. We've done just some long training rides and so on, and some, you know, traveled around a bit, but not this kind of races.
Do you expect you'll still be friends at the end of the 2 weeks?
We will see it. I mean, either we are friends or we're never going to talk again.
It's going to be one of the two, right?
Yeah.
This is Peter Ola from Hungary, and my cap number is 42A. And
Lajos Kövess from Hungary, and my cap number is 42B. Yeah, right. So Peter is the captain.
Oh, yeah, all right. So, yeah. Thank you.
And is this your first time racing as a pair?
Yeah, absolutely the first.
In pairs.
Yeah? And have you raced individually to get in other races?
Yes. Both of us did many other things before, but that's the first time. Lajos did the Circle
three times, and in 2019 the Transcontinental Race number 7 final was, so yeah.
Hope 1000, Badlands, Italy Divide, Hungarian Divide. No, Ascend Armenia last year, Trans-Balkan, so I got other things.
And have you done any preparation as a pair, like to try and work out whether you're compatible?
It was a fun story because 2 or 3 weeks ago we decided, okay, we ride together an hour or 2 hours, it's not too much. And after 5 minutes, Peter, I crashed because
I was said, not turn left.
Don't turn left. And I go right. So yeah, it was
the captain.
Funny,
captain made it happy.
It's good to work out these things before the race. Right?
But all in all, we discussed everything. So
yeah. And do you think? What do you think are like the advantages or disadvantages of doing it as a pair?
The advantage is absolutely that you got someone on your side to share the whole thing, and this is something I always wished for before, so I'm happy because of this. And disadvantage is, you know, you need to focus on the positives, you know, so if you feel weaker than the other, you should say, and do not try to push harder than if you are...
The communication will be the key, so yeah.
Our race volunteers play a crucial role at all Lost Dot events. There are those out on the trails and many more back home, busy watching dots and helping make sure the race plays out fairly, safely, and in the spirit so perfectly described and encapsulated by Lost Dot's founder, Mike Hall. At the Accursed Race, we've got race volunteers helping riders get registered and ready for tomorrow. They each have their own story too.
I go by the name of Larry, although my real name is Peter Lawrence, but I've used it since I was five, so that's where it sticks. Yes, I'm here volunteering because I enjoy now getting on the other side and, you know, encouraging these guys, giving them the help, you know, leading them on their way, because we're all here for different reasons.
Yeah, and you've kind of found yourself to this ultra endurance world.
Oh, indeed, indeed.
So you made the kind of link from your...
Yeah, I've moved, although I can't race, I've moved on into the next stage, which really would have been great if I'd have been racing.
Yeah.
So now I can just use the knowledge of what the concept of endurance is.
Yeah.
And, it's a solo thing, and solo things is about mind matter. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily about always training, because it's the endurance that you've got to go through.
Yeah.
So I've enjoyed putting my knowledge, if you like, back into the sport.
You're staying here for the finish.
Yes,
as well.
I'm staying here now for the finish. So during the week, I'll go off and hire a bike and enjoy myself and see a bit of the culture. And then we'll come back and then it'll be full on because we're doing a shift work system. Because obviously the riders will filter in. You know, 1 minute there'll be one, next minute there'll be 10.
So I'm Luca Kiri from Hungary, and I'm a volunteer at the start and finish of this year's Accursed Race.
And you've done this volunteering before, haven't you?
Yeah. I volunteered for the Transcontinental twice, and last year I volunteered for the Silk Road mountain race in Kyrgyzstan, and I also volunteered for the Cycling World Championships twice, so I have quite some experience.
You're like the elite level
of volunteers.
What is it that makes you want to volunteer for these races then?
Yeah, so I really like the atmosphere of these ultra races. It's completely different from the pros races. It's, and I like it better.
What is it that's different about the atmosphere?
Yeah, so like the riders are more open. I mean, you can talk to them. So on the way, I was on the coach from Zagreb, and we talked with all the riders, and it was such a good company to get to know them, get to know their stories, their feelings. So that's what it makes interesting for me.
Great. And have you been inspired to do any of these races yourself?
Yes. So I'm planning to do. So I'm trying to gain some courage from the riders and some craziness. So maybe 1 year I will be on the start line.
Another volunteer here in Shkodrë is Marin Saint-Exupéry, a fantastic ultra racer himself who happens to be in the middle of a no-fly season, where he's travelling between a series of races entirely overland.
And just like, why have you decided to make this like a no-fly race season?
So no-fly has been, I guess, something I've done from when I started racing. With TCR early on, I've took like ferries from it was great, Greece that time. I guess the bikes for me is like a tool for mobility and maybe a tool to have a more sustainable approach to life. So racing with avoiding flying in races is like maybe
a way to do, and also it changes perception we have of racing maybe, and also perception of what we could dream of, and it kind of it creates new boundaries of traveling and so on, and you experience I guess much more when you taking, of course it takes a bit more, much more time, but then you have an all experience, and the way to get to the start line and come back from the race is an adventure by itself. So this year it's kind of the extreme where the whole year it's an adventure by itself, and the races became just mythic points almost. Just getting the adventure way bigger.
It wouldn't be an ultra race without someone arriving at the start line having already written a chapter or two of their race story. Sienke Kreft, Cap 24.
It sounds like you've had quite an adventure even before the race started, right?
Yeah, adventure. I mean, my colleagues and friends said one thing, I should not crash, and I'm happily to report I did that even before the race. There was like some, I don't know, road barrier. There were actually like some rope in concrete on the road, and I tried to loop around it on the right side, and there was like a 40 centimeter concrete ditch which I didn't see against the sun, and made me immediate stop. Yeah.
And this was on your way to the start?
It was between Duras, and actually it was almost in Duras. Like I only did 20 kilometers between Duras and Škoda, which is where the ferry debugs. Yeah.
And how was the injury?
Yeah, it's okay. Today I will relax, and I hope tomorrow will be good. I will take some painkillers, and I also get a checkup here, I hope, and then it should be okay. I'm competing with myself. I'm not competing with anyone else, so as you can see, competing quite well with myself. No, but it was a good story.
And has it affected how you're feeling about the race? Has it kind of interrupted your preparations at all, like mentally?
I mean, my preparation is not so much existing. Overcommitted and underprepared, it didn't help, I guess. I mean, let's see. I mean, my goal is to finish, and I'll try and I'll start. And my shoulder right now is hurting a bit, but I think I will take some painkillers. It's only bruises. There's, I think, nothing else, so it should be okay.
Let's hope that's the last crash of your ride.
Veronica Salas, Cap number 8.
How are you feeling about the race?
Good. Looking forward to ride my bike.
Yeah. Are you thinking of it as just the joy of riding your bike in beautiful places, or are you like competitive and you want to try and win and go as fast as you can?
I will try to ride my best, but the goal is to fit within the time limit.
Yeah. And how did you find the journey over here, kind of the overland aspect of it?
Great. I toured here over the last 2 weeks on my bike, so. I settled a little bit into the Balkans.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful, so I'm excited to get out there again.
So are you just going to see how it goes, or have you got any like targets in mind?
I've only done like 3 races before, and mm-hmm. never so long, and never off-road. Like I only rode gravel, but not really MTB, so this will be the challenge.
So it's a big challenge. So is this a new bike then for this adventure?
Yeah, well, for this summer, because I have some more adventures planned. So,
And how are you finding the difference between, I guess this is like
adventure
the biggest,
bike.
The biggest gravel bike you can get, right?
Not really gravel bike, just adventure bike, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, I travel, like, I don't normally travel really light, so I wanted to carry stuff on the fork, so I have rigid fork, but... Yeah. The tires and the gearing, it's mountain biking, so I think it would be good for climbing. I might be a bit slower downhill, but I'm not that skilled mountain biker anyway, so...
Does that make you kind of worried about the kind of terrain that you might come across, or do you feel confident from your
traveling? No, I just go slower or walk if it's too hard.
Yeah.
It's not worried.
Great. That's a nice mentality to have. I love it.
Once all riders have been through registration, it's time for the briefing. This is an opportunity for race director Andrew Phillips to get everyone together and run through the rules and route one last time.
Welcome to Be Accursed, everyone.
Woo!
Uh, really nice to have you all here. Thanks for making the effort, travelling over land and sea to get here. Really great to have so many people commit to no fly, and be part of proving that you can do a race without getting on an aeroplane. So that's brilliant. Now, introductions. Most of you probably know who I am. I'm Andrew Phillips.
As the riders head off to dinner and any last pre-race preparations, there's time for one more chat with race reporter Ross.
Yeah, I'm Adrian Lichty. I'm 39 years old, since 1 month. And I'm a bikepacker from Switzerland, but I'm living on my bicycle since 2 years, traveling and racing in between.
Amazing, right. So just tell me a little bit, like, what started that long trip living on your bike?
Before, I was bike messenger in Geneva, and I was racing during my holiday. And then I took the decision 2 years ago to leave my flat and my job and to travel and to race.
Why did you decide to do that?
To be happy, to have some freedom, mm-hmm.
Nice. And so what's kind of brought you to the Accursed? You obviously have a lot of experience in these sort of like off-road events with Hellenic and Silk Road, etc. Sort of like, what has captured your imagination about the Accursed?
So the story is, last October, I was cycling in the rain from Geneva to Lyon. And in Bellegarde, it's a town at the beginning of the Val Serine Valley. I met a cyclist. It was 8 in the morning, it was raining, and it was Andrew, the race director. And I know Andrew from some races in Italy. And he said, hey, you have to come to my race, My plan was to race in the US next month, but that's the story, so I'm here. And
you're normally, you would seem to be quite at the front of these races. Is that sort of something that you would hope to see at this race, or is it more for the adventure for you?
The goal for me, it's always to finish the race and to have fun, to finish the race healthy. And I want to race, so to be fast, but I want to finish. That's the goal.
And have a journey.
Yeah.
So, registration day is over, and tomorrow morning, the very first edition of the Accursed Race begins for real. Our photographers and race reporters will be out on the trails to bring you all the action as our riders embark on an off-road adventure they will never forget. Join us for the next episode, where we'll share all the stories from day one at the Accursed, including who will find themselves at the front end of the race. As well as this podcast, you can also read daily journals from the trails and find regular race updates from across our social media channels. Thanks to our race partners, Albion, Tailfin, Komoot, Peak Design, Quirk Cycles, and POC.
The Accursed.